1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices have fallen 5.2 cents over the last week for an average of $2.49 on Monday. This is 7.8 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say more states are likely to see increases than decreases over the coming weeks. They say oil prices jumped to their highest level in months due to geopolitical tensions, but the national gas price average saw little change because of a weakening U.S. dollar and supply concerns. Prices are rising on much of the West Coast as they begin transition to summer gasoline and anticipate an April refinery shutdown in California. Officials say the number of states seeing increases will likely outpace those seeing decreases in the weeks ahead. Tribal governments are encouraging Indigenous people to obtain and carry tribal IDs with them everywhere as ICE agents continue activities around the country. The Wisconsin Examiner reports that several Wisconsin tribes issued statements voicing concerns about the stops and offering advice to their members. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports that in January, the Stockbridge Muncie community alerted members on Facebook that Native Americans, quote, are being caught up in raids and detained, end quote. Many note the irony that the Indigenous First People of the land have to prove their citizenship. Mid-State Technical College and Waukesha County Technical College are hosting an event to launch a new AI Data Specialist Associate Degree program. The program is designed to prepare students for careers in artificial intelligence and data analytics. The launch event will be this Friday, February 6th, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Ametta Center in Stevens Point. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says he hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol today and work. He wants them to debate his proposal for a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering. The governor made the comments during a stop in New Glarus, though it appears Republican leaders plan to quickly gavel in and out rather than take up the plan. Evers says putting fair maps into the state constitution would strengthen Wisconsin's democracy. The current maps were originally drawn by Evers and later passed by the legislature in 2024, after the state Supreme Court struck down the previous maps. The winter ban on shutting off heat for unpaid utility bills ends tomorrow. Starting Thursday, utilities can disconnect service if bills aren't paid or payment plans aren't set up. If you're behind, contact your utility now to work out a payment arrangement. Help may be available through Wisconsin's Home Energy Assistance Program. To learn more, go online to energybenefit.wi.gov. That's energybenefit.wi.gov. And many have said they're leaving. Now, one says he's staying. Republican State Senator Howard Markline from Spring Grove is running again for the 17th Senate District. He says he wants to continue pushing for balanced budgets, tax cuts, and bipartisan ideas in Madison. Democrats say his leadership has not delivered for schools, hospitals, and working families in southwestern Wisconsin. There are three Democrats running for the seat. The first form for those primary candidates is Thursday at UW-Platteville. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Christian Yelich is out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at American Family Field, but they'll do it without Christian Yelich. The veteran slugger left in the fifth inning Sunday after suffering tightness in his left hamstring. One report says he could be out a month. Yelich joins a list of other hitters on the IL, including Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn, pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
When you're missing some guys, I mean, it's tougher, but we got guys on the way back, and, you know, hopefully, I haven't talked to Yelich, but hopefully, this is kind of what Murph preaches. We're a resilient group, and it's just we got to keep picking each other up.
NBA, the Bucks begin their search for a new head coach to replace Doc Rivers.
The last couple weeks, Doc has started to hint at the idea of no longer continuing as the Bucks head coach, and the Bucks would enjoy having him around the organization, still having him in a role where, you know, he could do some advising or something like that, but Rivers would maybe prefer to take a break.
That's Bucks reporter Eric Nehm with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible this afternoon into this evening, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Our high today right around 73. More storms this evening and overnight, 52 tomorrow. Another shot at thunderstorms with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Lacrosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.